Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It turns out that this time of year is our friend Melissa Locker's favorite. Our culture reporter and a reporter for Time and The Guardian and Elle loves all the new fashions. More about that in a minute. New TV shows. We already know that Melissa is a TV junkie, but her new fall music playlist has offerings way ahead of mine. There are new artists, some comebacks, some breakthroughs. In short, it's a Melissa Locker soundtrack to stir your cup of hot cider.
I think one of the albums I'm most excited about is Against Me's new one. The album's called Shapeshift With Me. And Laura Jane Grace, the frontwoman of the band, very publicly transitioned the last year or two. And she has said that this is her first truly honest album where she's not hiding behind anything. And I think you can hear it in the music.
What happened to us? What happened to us? What happened to something that never was? I'm gonna trash landing.
Kind of Sid Vicious meets Melissa Etheridge a little bit there.
With a lot of Replacements in there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I mean, she's said she's a big fan. She's covered the Replacements in concert. And I think you can definitely hear some of their influence.
You talk about a band, Warpaint. I'm not familiar with them.
Yeah, Warpaint is a really fun kind of girl-powered punk, power pop punk band, whatever you want to call them. Their new album is fantastic. It has a lot of really catchy songs and just it's a really good, you know, segue from Against Me if you want to put it on a playlist.
And their new song is called New Song.
You're a new
little Cure and Cranberries in there at the same time, kind of.
They do kind of the modern takes on those two bands. They're very glossy. They're dreamy. They're really fun.
And, you know, you go back to school, you want to dress well. You've chosen a band called How to Dress Well.
Yeah, his new stuff is very kind of like sultry, smooth. He puts on great shows, and the album itself is truly fantastic.
I say I think I know what love is now.
An album called Care, How to Dress Well. That's a single performer?
Yeah. I've seen him perform with additional members, but I think in the studio it's mostly him.
Let's move to sort of chapter two here. Where are they now? We've got some artists that we haven't heard from in a while. I didn't think MIA was gone, but she's back.
She is, and she has a new album. She's been threatening to leak this album for a long time, but she hasn't done it yet. If you follow her on Twitter, she's constantly getting in battles with her record label. And in order to get her newest single, Birdsong, released, she was like yelling at her record label on Twitter. But the song is great, so we're glad she did.
Loving albatross hanging by my neck. Drink a sparrow, love is food you can pack. Go to Turkey, swift like a whale. Can't pigeonhole a meppet like a Zeus tail.
There's that MIA vibe. So you're normally bringing in country stuff.
Yeah, and there's so many good country albums coming out right now, country or country influenced. For example, one of the classic heroes of country is coming back, Dwight Yoakam.
Woolies are worthless now to me. They let you go. So how good could they be?
He is so talented.
And it's so great to hear him back in the studio doing his, like, with his amazing voice and his incredible guitar work.
Speaking of, you know, where are they now? Wilco.
Yeah, Wilco is back with an album appropriately called Schmilko. So, you know, Wilco, Schmilko.
They had to.
I was tied up like a bowl, button like a coat, set free for a while.
I feel a growing up here, a maturation going on with Wilco.
Yeah, they feel like maybe they're a little bit more comfortable. They're a little willing to poke fun at themselves, but they also have that incredible classic Wilco sound. And like, they put an album out last year, sort of surprise, and flew under the radar. But I think this time they're ready to kind of make a big, you know, return.
And you're a Jack White fan?
I'm a very big Jack White fan. I think he put out a restraining order against me.
Oh, really?
Well, not really, but, you know, he would if he knew.
I'm not sure if there's a point to the story, but I'm going to tell it again. So many other people try to tell the tale, not one of them knows the end.
Now, that's great stuff. Is this a compilation? Is this the greatest hits?
Yeah, this is an acoustic album, and he's gone kind of back through his own catalog and through the White Stripes catalog and just redone the songs, and he's given them those really beautiful acoustic arrangements.
Music for playing in the leaves out in the front yard.
Along with his older brother Billy and their mother and her boyfriend, who was a triple loser with some blue tattoos that were given to him.
All right, we're almost out of time. Let's go out with a bang here.
Okay, my favorite album coming out in September.
Really?
Absolutely, is by Angel Olsen. Her new album, My Woman, just kind of shows everything that she does best. It goes back and forth between these kind of country soulful ballads and these beautiful kind of poppy songs that are a little evocative, a little biographical. And she's just so good, and everyone should buy this album.
And this song is called Shut Up, Kiss Me.
She's really good.
You sure, and reminds me that Chrissy Hynde is back on tour this fall.
The Pretenders just announced they have a new album out, which
absolutely.
Is pretty exciting.
Melissa, it's always great to have you here. Have a great sip of mulled cider.
I will.
In this early fall, late summer.
I'm just going to go ahead and carve a pumpkin.
No.
I'm going to do it.
No, the candy's all in the stores. You can't do that. Wait till October 1st.
Never.
Melissa Locker, culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and her most important assignment, The Takeaway.